got to say hi to Mike Spears, the pitching coach, but didn't have too much of an opportunity with all of the tarp and having to get things prepared for a five-game homestand here. Runners on first and second. He's taking off from second. No throw down, though, on the 2-0, missing low and away. So actually, they're going to say that's a strike, so it's 2-1. A runner on first and third now. Guggen stayed on first base on the stolen base from Jellings. Now Guggen's taking off, and again, no throw from the plate, and so he will safely take off for the base. Another stolen base here is there's runners on second and third with nobody out in the sixth inning. Brent Gallegos trying to work through traffic. It's a 3-1 count. This pitch outside for ball number four, and that's three straight base runners that he's allowed after going 1-2-3 in the fifth. And we're watching out for the bullpen as there has been action down there. And, yep, this is going to be the night for Brent Gallegos. Loaded the bases here in the sixth after a perfect fifth inning. And we'll see who comes out of the bullpen next when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Well, the new pitcher here, Alejandro Morales, who's going to try and work out of a bases-loaded jam with nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. The Raptors trying to get out of here without further damage. They already find themselves down 7 here in the sixth inning. It's 8-1, and with the bases loaded and nobody out, it seems almost a surefire thing for further damage to be done. But Morales going to try and help with that. This will be his third appearance for the Raptors, and it's been a struggle his first couple times. His last time out was against Lakeshore in the first game there, where he let up the go-ahead three-run shot in the first game after Mateo had worked through five innings of two-run ball, and Morales had came in, wasn't able to get the outs that he had hoped for. Struggled a lot with location in his first start. Issued, I believe it was 6 walks in one inning of work before eventually he was able to work out of that second inning and then was relieved entering the third. So now he's hoping to get right out of the bullpen. This is his second time out of the bullpen. And so now the batter, Matt Hansen, stepping into the batter's box with a chance to add some more RBIs. And, man, this guy has been good. Hansen 3-for-3 on the day. He's already got 4 RBIs. A chance to add to his incredible night. It's in there for strike number one. Morales, left-handed pitcher, going up against the lefty batter. So a lefty-lefty matchup with the bases loaded and nobody out. 0-1 from Morales, another breaking ball that misses outside. It's a 1-1 count. Last time up, it was a 3-RBI double from Matt Hansen, bases clearing. He came up in a very similar situation, although didn't have nobody out. This one popped up, but foul and put out a play. Hits off the top of the awning over the grandstand. And so now an 0-1 count. Morales looking home. Gets the call from his catcher. Now set up there. He's on the first base side of the rubber. Sends it home, but it misses low. So it's back to a 2-2 count. Hansen playing first base today. Obviously, I talked about his last time up, but before that, it was a single in the third inning, and he ripped an RBI double back in the first. He loves runners on base, and he hits this one high in the air towards shallow left field. Douglas trying to find it, and he gets it. Now he's going to fire it home. The throw, no cutoff, the tag at the plate. No, the ball comes out of the glove of Ashton Zacher. Nearly had the tag, and the throw was in time. That was a laser from the outfield from Cameron Douglas, but not able to get the out as it's a sacrifice fly from Matt Hansen. He picks up his 5th RBI of the game. The runners on first and second stayed put, but Jalen Jellings comes home to score on it. And Landon Mensick now up to the plate with one away and runners on first and second. Righty-lefty matchup. It's on the outside edge, called strike number one. Mensick, he's 1-for-3 in the game. Reached in the first inning on an error and then stole second. Grounded into a double play in the third. His last time up, though, in the fourth inning, he picked up a single. First pitch the 0-1 is called strike number two, so an 0-2 count. Mensick quickly down here, and Morales trying to finish him off. Looking back to second, Morales sends it home, and it's a swing and a miss. Morales picks up a strikeout and a big one on the beer batter here in Wisconsin Rapids. So the fans in the stands are certainly happy. And now it's time for Miles Vandenhavel. Vandenhavel 0-for-3 on the game. He struck out swinging twice. Each of his last two times up in the third and fourth innings. He flew out on a soft fly out to second base back in the first. First pitch is taken for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Well, while we've got some time, let's take a look at the scoreboard around the Northwoods League. It's a 9-5 lead for Royal Oak in the top of the ninth against Wausau as this one is popped foul and out of play from Vandenhavel. Along with that, Kalamazoo won 17-1 in 6 innings against Rockford. What a blowout there. And Thunder Bay, it was a 9-4 Border Cats victory over Duluth. Bottom of the 7th in Kenosha as Traverse City leads 11-7. 1-1 count here is taken for strike number 2 on Vandenhavel. And now a 1-2 count with runners on 1st and 2nd and 2 away. 9-1 the score here in Wisconsin Rapids. Fond du Lac has the lead. Madison took a 7-5 lead over Green Bay in the bottom of the 6th. Battle Creek and Lakeshore are currently delayed, but the Battle Jacks up 7-5 on the road. This pitch taken for ball number 2. It's a 2-2 count. Wilmer leads 4-1 over Badlands in the top of the 8th. La Crosse up 3-0 on Eau Claire in the top of the 9th. St. Cloud and Mankato tied at 3 in the bottom of the 8th. 2-2 counts, a swing and a miss, and that's strike number 3. That ends the inning, but one run does come across on one hit. There are no errors, and there are 2 left on base. Finishing up the scoreboard real quick, it was a 3-1 Minot victory over Bismarck, and Rochester and Waterloo were rescheduled for June 9th. That's it here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back after this with more Rafters baseball as we hit the bottom of the 6th inning. Rafters looking to get that offense rolling.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Certainly liked what I saw out of Alejandro Morales in the sixth inning. Just the one sacrifice fly that was allowed from him. He was able to go three batters and three outs. Some pretty good stuff there. And it's a 9-1 Dock Spiders lead as we hit the bottom of the sixth inning. And the Rafters going to be led off by a new man who still looking for his first hit as a Rafter, Cameron Douglas, right-handed batter, going up against the lefty Ethan Cole, who's still out there into the bottom of the sixth. This pitch on the outside edge called for strike number one. Cole, he's still got that low pitch count. He is reaching closer and closer to that limit, though, as here's one over the first base. Picked up, three unassisted, steps on the bag for out number one. Two pitches and one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rafters down 9-1, and they've really struggled to get offense going because Ethan Cole, he's through just 79 pitches. As he's up to 5 1/3 innings. His first time out, he went 5 1/3, allowing just the one run. And then it was another 5 1/3 innings here tonight, and he's looking to go even further, looking for a quality start. And he stepped off, and he didn't even release the ball there. It looked like he kind of just slipped. He went all the way around with the pitch and just didn't let go of the ball, and that was certainly interesting. And so time called here is that's going to be a pitch clock violation, I believe. But it was similar, something like a pump fake there, and so yeah, pitch clock violation is going to make it a 1-0 count to Ashton Zacher. Because, I mean, it looked like what happens when somebody gets pretty badly injured. That's what it looked like, but he's still fine. And here's a comebacker up the middle towards the middle infield, and it's a diving play as it looks like the shortstop got cut up by the outfield grass trying to pick the ball up. So Ashton Zacher over to first base would have been a tough one to turn, so it is officially a single, and Ashton Zacher picks up his first hit of the game. Rafters got a runner on first with one away as Jack Guerrero looks to move him forward. Guerrero, the first baseman for the Rafters, left-handed hitter. Runner on first with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rafters down 9-1. Cole looking back at first, he shakes his head, now sends it home as this one's fouled away by Guerrero. Rain starting to come down here in Wisconsin Rapids. And we knew that this rain would be coming. The question is, how hard is it going to come down? Right now, it's still playable. And a couple days ago, it was a unplayable conditions, as this one could be too. It's hit over to the second base, back to short. The throw to first is not in time, so Guerrero able to beat out the throw down to first base, but Ashton Zacher is put out on the fielder's choice as it goes 4-6. And yeah, so the rain coming down right now, we were looking at it earlier, and there is a large storm cell kind of to the southeast of Wisconsin Rapids, and the hope is that this is about as much rain as we're going to see tonight. Looking at the lights, it's certainly visible. Out there on the field, if you look off in the distance, you can see it as it gets a little bit foggier out there, but up close, not too much to see. And I was talking about a couple days ago, it really came out of nowhere on us, and here's a swing and a miss from Hiroto Kobayashi to make it an 0-1 count. So quick so that Tarp couldn't get pulled in time, and unfortunately that was what caused the game suspension, and further it made it so that the Rafters played a doubleheader as this one misses low for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count, and that doubleheader, the Rafters lost game number one before taking game number two against Rockford. It was on Friday and Saturday. Doubleheader was played on Saturday after the initial game was suspended on Friday. This one hit up the middle. This one is over to the shortstop. He flips it over to second the easy way, and 6-4 on the fielder's choice will finish off the inning. The Rafters don't score on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base as it's 9-1 Fond du Lac. We enter the seventh here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, top of the seventh here as the rain starts to come down a little bit harder than it was last inning. You can kind of see it now without looking into the lights. And Alejandro Morales hoping to work through the conditions and get another strong seventh inning as he did the sixth, going three batters there. The flags are starting to blow a little bit harder here, going out towards center field from home plate. So, nobody on, nobody out for the leadoff batter, Tyler Stack. And Stack fouls this one off to make it an 0-1 count. Stack up for his fourth time today. And well, I believe that this would be considered a complete game if conditions called for it. Here after six complete, top of the seventh around here as the pitch misses away for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. So the Rafters hoping to quickly get back up to the plate and see what they can do. But first off, they got to get through the Dock Spiders as this pitch misses high, and it's a 2-1 count. So a 2-1 count as Alejandro Morales, he saw three batters and recorded three outs in the sixth inning. 2-1 is low. It's a 3-1 count now, including two strikeouts in the sixth. It's a good frame for him, especially a get-right inning after struggling his first two times out. 3-1 here is popped up high in the air towards right center field on the run. Right fielder Diaz, who nearly drops it but is able to make the catch and keeps running on through it for out number one. So F9 in the books there is William Horner gets ready to go. Horner, the left fielder for the Dock Spiders, left-handed batter, steps into the batter's box against Morales, who's retired his four batters that he's faced. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game and singled back in the fourth as this pitch misses low for ball number one. And always tough to find your spot when the ball is wet. At least that's what I always thought. And I'll have to talk with Alejandro a little bit later. This one, high fly ball into left field on the run, Douglas, and he makes the catch for out number two. So two away in the top of the seventh, and this is Jonathan Fitz at the plate. Jonathan Fitz stepping into the batter's box. Right-handed batter, he bats eighth in the order. So a righty-lefty matchup. Fitz from the University of San Diego as that pitch misses low for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Fitz, he's 2-for-3 on the game today. He's got a pair of singles and a run scored, but he struck out swinging his last time up. And he swings at this one and misses to make it a 1-1 count. The Rafters, well, they've got another game against the Dock Spiders tomorrow and hoping for a little bit better of a start for sure. Down 9-1, but it was really just one big inning, and that's really put them out of here as this one is down the right field line, but foul. It was that fourth inning where the Rafters really struggled. In the top of the fourth, the Dock Spiders picked up 5 hits, scored 6 runs, including a 3-RBI double from Matt Hansen. That was a big one for him. Hansen has 5 RBIs on the game. He's not up for a little while still. He had a sac fly RBI in this sixth inning. 1-2 count is a little outside for ball number two. A 2-2 count now. Morales still efficient. 5-up, 5-down for Morales. Trying to make it 6-up, 6-down. Here's the 2-2. It's a breaking ball that got him looking. What a nasty pitch from Alejandro Morales, and that is exactly what they wanted to see from him. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Morales has 3 strikeouts in the game as we hit the 7th inning stretch. You're in WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. It's 9-1 Dock Spiders.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, it was 6 complete innings of work and a quality start for Ethan Cole, who really dominated here early in this game. He goes six innings, allowing just one run. It was earned on three hits, one walk. He struck out seven batters and also hit one with a pitch. He did have one balk, which is interesting. You don't see that all too often unless you're watching Raptors games. And he also faced a total of 23 batters, throwing 86 pitches for the Dock Spiders today. The new pitcher in is Luke Parise. Parise, he comes to the Dock Spiders from St. Joseph's University, a sophomore native of Camp Hill. Right-handed pitcher at 6'1", 205, and he's hoping to keep going with the way that Ethan Cole's been pitching. Rain still coming down here at Witter Field. Rafters down 9-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning, and they only have scored one run. That came in the bottom of the third. They've been held scoreless for a while as Ethan Cole has just been dominant. A check swing here from Chris Diaz. They check down to the third base umpire, and they say, yeah, he did go. And so it makes it an 0-1 count. Diaz, relatively new addition to the Rafters. He joined them over the weekend in game number two of that doubleheader that I mentioned last inning. 0-1 count is outside for ball number one. It's 1-1. Diaz reached base four times in his first game for the Rafters. He's reached base a couple of times in the other two games as well. Three times yesterday. 1-1 count is outside for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count, and watching Parise on the mound, he has a weird kind of windup. Doesn't really keep that ball in the glove as a lot of pitchers do, and brings it out and kind of double clutches on the throw. This one a grounder over to second, and he can't cleanly field it. Gets caught up in the second baseman's glove, and Tommy Guggins probably going to be called with a fielding error there as Ziggy comes in to talk with the umpire and looks like a pinch hitter coming in here for the Rafters. And this one of the new additions for the Rafters. We think this is Spencer Davis. I haven't been given numbers for these guys, unfortunately, yet. We were still working on loading a couple of them into the scorebook, but of course the Rafters adding four players today, and they activated five because another guy is going to be coming in for tomorrow's game. But because it's a series, you have to keep the same roster from game one to game number two, so no moves can be made in between. So activated Zach Crotchfeldt today. He'll be here tomorrow, and this one's ripped into right field. So Spencer Davis picking up a single, and it's not cleanly fielded in right field, but either way, the runner was going from second to third, so runners on the corners. Chris Diaz moves over to third, and that's big for the Rafters. Noah Ruiz was pinch hit for by Spencer Davis. And so now Royce Clayton Jr. stepping up to the plate. Runners on first and third, nobody out. First pitch here is called a ball, so it brings it to a 1-0 count. Clayton is 0-2 in the game today, and this is about as much momentum as the Rafters have had all night long, and that's thanks to Ethan Cole, who just dominated as the starter. This pitch on the outside edge called for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count. Spencer Davis, nice little single there, and that was a great first plate appearance as a Rafter. Royce Clayton Jr., though, he's been here since the season opener, and he hits this one over to shortstop. That one can't be picked up. Tries to flip it to second. Not in time, though, and so Clayton's over to first. Over to second is Davis, and coming home is Chris Diaz as the Rafters add their second run of the game. It's 9-2 here in the bottom of the seventh. And it looks like another pinch hitter here as Luke Skinner going to come into the game. And well, I was talking with Ziggy earlier, and He was so excited to get in all of these new players over the past few days. And the big reason is not because he doesn't trust his guys. It's because he wants to play strategy. He wants to see those lefty-righty matchups up at the plate. He wants to see those different matchups up here, the righty-lefty matchups. That's why you saw a lot of different players working into the lineup. You saw a lot of righties up, and now you're seeing Luke Skinner come into the game. He likes the matchup here. Garcia, right-handed batter, and so they go to Luke Skinner, who's a left-handed batter, for Luke Parise. Another pinch hitter here, and it's 9-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Rafters have reached three straight base runners. Officially, the Royce Clayton Jr. ball was considered a hit, so it was in the books for him. He's now 1-for-3. Skinner, he had a huge home run yesterday and just cranked it out towards right field, hoping to do the same here. This time, it's fouled down the left field line and near that Rafters bullpen area. And it's going to be tough to do that with the rain coming down, and it's just going to knock that ball out of the air. So you'd really have to get a hold of one here to send it out of the park. Plus, it's an 0-2 count for Skinner, so he's got to be working to protect at the plate. He's been good at getting on base in his appearances so far this season. That's what the Rafters need. They need base runners as this pitch misses away for ball number one, a 1-2 count. The Rafters down 7 on the scoreboard after Chris Diaz came around to score on the RBI single from Royce Clayton Jr. The 1-2 count. This one sent high in the air towards right field. This one is on the run and over the shoulder, making the catch at the warning track is the right fielder. And Manson able to pick it up and send it in, but a runner does advance from second to third, Spencer Davis. And man, that's what I was saying earlier. You really have to get a huge part of that baseball in order for it to leave this ballpark. And on a lot of other days, that one might have been out of here. But it just got knocked down right there, and Mensick able to run over and grab it. So one away, runners on the corners in the bottom of the seventh. Rafters were able to score 10 runs in the final three innings of the game last night. Obviously doing that would put them ahead here as this pitch misses outside for ball number one. Mason Onati at the plate. Onati is 1-for-3. Singled back in the third inning. That was an RBI single, so he'd love to get another one here. He's had a 4-for-4 day yesterday. Big chance, but this pitch misses inside. It's a 2-0 count. Again, with the amount of runs that the Rafters are down, you're just trying to get base runners. Although, you're able to send that runner from third home, then I think you'd take the sacrifice, although, of course, you'd rather have the runners reach safely. 2-0 count. Runners on first and third. Here's the pitch, and that one's right down the middle, called strike number one. So a 2-1 count to Onati. On first base, Royce Clayton Jr. He is a big base stealer for the Rafters. Wouldn't be shocked to see him take off here, especially with Davis on third base, who might try and take home if there's a throw down. 2-1 count, and this pitch is again right at the knees to Onati for strike number two, and you could see Onati is disappointed he didn't swing at that one. He kind of crouched to his knees and just said, man, why didn't I swing at that? Well, he's got another chance. It's a 2-2 count with one away. Runners on the corner still. Here's the pitch from Parise, and this one is fouled straight off the foot of Onati. Again, a pitch down the middle, and Onati not able to put that one into play. So he's going to be a little disappointed on that. 2-2 count, one away in the bottom of the seventh inning. Clayton still on first. He hasn't really shown that he's taking off either. 2-2 count is outside, and the count has run full to Mason Onati. And Onati, in his two times that he was retired, he only saw two pitches or less. flew out to left field on one pitch in the fifth inning. He grounded out 4-3 on two pitches in the first. But in the third inning, when he picked up a single, it was a five-pitch plate appearance. That's what he likes to see. He likes to see those long at-bats, as this one is fouled back. And so he's about to see pitch number 8 of the plate appearance coming up here. The rain still coming down here in Wisconsin Rapids. Starting to pick up a little bit and muddy the warning track near the rafters and the Dock Spiders dugouts. 3-2 count. This pitch is inside for ball number 4, and Onati will work his way over to first base, and they are loaded with only one out here in the bottom of the 7th. Well, still a pretty big deficit, but the rafters showing some life now as soon as Ethan Cole was taken out of the game. And that's what it feels like. It feels like Ethan Cole was the X factor right now. And after Cole went 86 pitches over 6 innings, Luke Parise having some trouble with retiring the batters. 4 of 5 batters have reached safely, although one of them on an error. And it brings up Cameron Douglas, still looking for his first RBI and hit as a Rafter. This is his first game active. He drew a walk back in the third inning, but is 0-2. Rounded out to first his last time up in the sixth inning. Right-handed batter, so a righty-righty matchup. First pitch here is inside for ball number 1. Douglas also does have a strikeout from when he struck out swinging in the first. And he has a stolen base from the third inning. 1-0 count is a little low, so it moves to 2-0. It's certainly a wet game out here and maybe playing a little bit of an effect on the way that the pitcher is throwing the ball. But Alejandro Morales has had no problem for the Rafters, as this pitch is a chopper down the third base line, but ends up in foul territory, so it'll bring it to a 2-1 count. On deck for the Rafters, Ashton Zacher, a left-handed batter. Would be a lefty-righty matchup, so I think we'd see Zacher back out there. Cameron Douglas. He's made a couple of plays out there in left field, but this pitch missing low, and it almost gets away from Jonathan Fitz. Three-one count, though, as bases stay loaded with one away. Douglas, I think you'd take a walk in this situation. It's an RBI. Any way to push that runner home, that's what you're trying to do. But he's not going to just watch one. 3-1 is outside for ball number 4. The Rafters walk home a run. And it's now a 6-run game here in the bottom of the 7th. So an RBI for Cameron Douglas. As we play through the rain, and Ashton Zacher up at the plate, a mound visit here as the Dock Spiders are really struggling to retire these Rafters batters who all of a sudden have a second wind. Down 9-1 entering the 7th inning. They've put up 2 runs in the frame, and they have the bases loaded with just one out. Well, a home run here would make it just a 2-run ball game, and then it would really be something to watch for. But what else to watch for, as I mentioned, is that rain, which is expected to get a little bit harder throughout the night, but hoping that it'll miss us, as the Rafters right now are kind of in the middle of a storm cell, and we'll see if they can avoid it. The Rafters really showing some life here and would hate for the game to be called early. Bases loaded with one away. This one's hit to the right side of the infield. Could be 2-4 back to 6. The throw across the diamond is not going to be there in time, so the Rafters do score a run on the fielder's choice. Well, hold on a second, because the runner over at second base is staying on the bag. Oh, Over on second base, it's Cameron Douglas. He's staying on the bag right now. And well, it looks like they didn't call him out. Looks like they called him safe. So something happened on the touching the bag over there at second base. So the bases are still loaded with one out. 9-4 the ball game is... That's huge for the Rafters. Ah. So, an 0-1 count becomes 1-1 to Jack Guerrero. As I was trying to figure out what happened there, and it looks like the second baseman took his foot off the bag early. So he did not get the force out there, and ends up being the fielder's choice, but it's a 1-2 count to Guerrero. 9-4 ball game in the bottom of the seventh. This one's hit up the middle. Again, it could be 2. 6, flip over to 4, back to 3, and not in time. So another run comes home. It's a 4-run ball game here in the seventh. That time, the out is recorded at second on Jack Guerrero, but... Well, hey, the Rafters are feeling pretty good, and it looks like maybe another pinch hitter here is, yep, in for Hiroto Kobayashi, is the new batter, Pat Costin. So again, playing the matchups with the side of the plate here is Kobayashi, a right-handed batter, and Costin, a lefty, with runners on the corners, and, well, hey, it's been working so far, so why change it? So Ashton Zacher is out at second base. Cameron Douglas goes from second to third on it. Mason Onati had come home to score. Cameron Douglas is on third base. On first base, it's Jack Guerrero. First pitch here to the pinch hitter, Pat Costin, is taken for ball number one. A little bit low, so it's a 1-0 count. The third pinch hitter of the game for the Rafters after taking a while to use a pinch hitter. 1-0, the runner takes off from first. The ball gets away, but no runner taking off, and Cameron Douglas didn't want to risk it. Again, runs are so important right now. Runners are so important right now. You don't want to be out number three. It's a 2-0 count to Costin, but Jack Guerrero did advance over to second base. So worth noting there, and a potentially huge comeback on the way from the Rafters. They were down 8 entering the 7th. They've scored 4 runs in this frame. And this one's ripped up the middle. That gets on through for a single. One run will score. Here comes another. And it's a 2-run game here in the 7th. The Rafters put up 6th in the inning. And Pat Costin with a pinch hit, 2 RBI single, puts the tying runner at the plate. Oh, man, the Rafters will not go away. And it looks like we're going to be seeing another call to the bullpen here as, oh, man, this has just been a huge disaster for the Dock Spiders, who entered this inning up 9-1. It is all of a sudden a 2-run game as Luke Parise comes out of the game. A rough one for him. And we will go ahead and step aside. When we come back, the Rafters, see if they can keep it rolling along here in the seventh inning on WFHR Wisconsin Rapid.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kinoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, anything can happen in the game of baseball, and that's what we've been shown here tonight as the Rafters down 8 runs. They've put up 6 here in the bottom of the 7th and now have it to a 9-7 game. Just a crazy turn of events, and the Rafters have now batted around as Chris Diaz, who led off the inning, steps back into the batter's box against a different righty. It's Dylan Immel. And Immel, he's looking to get the Rafters going down here. His first pitch there for strike number one. Diaz, the right fielder, and Immel comes from the University of Sioux Falls. Is a 1 count as a swing and a miss. Makes it an 0-2 count for Diaz. Diaz in right field today. He's reached once on an error and another time on a hit by pitch. Came around to score on the error earlier in the 7th. He struck out swinging back in the 2nd. As Immel steps back and kind of wipes off his shoes, it's a muddy mound as the rain continues to come down here in the bottom of the 7th inning. It has been a rainy night, but we have continued to play. There is a little bit of a puddle in front of the Rafters dugout right now. You can kind of see it where everyone exits and walks out. So it's an 0-2 count as Immel tries to retire the batter. 0-2, this one's fouled away down the left field line and into the Rafters bullpen. So Diaz stays alive. 2 outs, runner on first base. On deck, Spencer Davis, who pinch hit earlier in the frame. It's a 2-run game. 0-2 count to Diaz. The pitch is sent to the left side, and that gets on by for a hit. A 2-out single for Chris Diaz, and he's on base for the 2nd time this inning. Sends Pat Costin over to second base. And it brings up Spencer Davis. Davis for the 2nd time this inning, the 2nd time as a Rafter, having been activated earlier today. 2 outs, runners on 1st and 2nd. And Spencer Davis represents the go-ahead run. Left-handed batter going up against the righty pitcher. Firing, it's a swing and a miss, and he was late on that swing. Brings it to an 0-1 count. It was 1 pitch and a single for Davis back in the 7th. Where he pinch hit for Noah Ruiz. Ruiz was able to pick up a single earlier in the game. He went 1-for-2 before being pinch hit. It's more so for the matchups here as this one misses low for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. And when I was talking to Ziggy, it was a rough go-around after that 8-7 walk-off loss a couple days ago against Lakeshore. And he said, trust. We've got some guys that'll be good here, and we've got some guys that are coming in as well. Spencer Davis, one of those guys that's coming in, and he was excited. You could tell he trusts his team, especially with the new additions and the ability to do things like pinch hit. As this one is fouled away and brings it to a 2-2 count. So 2-2 with 2 away and 2 on. Rafters down 2. I'm trying to fit in as many 2s as possible. a pitch to Spencer Davis on the way. Here it is, but it's a swing and a miss, and Davis goes down on strikes. However, the Rafters have a huge inning. They're able to put up 6 runs in the inning, and that's thanks to 4 hits. There was an error in the inning, I believe, as well. Yeah, 1 error in the inning, and there was also 2 runners left on base. It's 9-7 as we hit the 8th inning of action here from Wisconsin Rapids. It's a close one when we come back here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, we're taking a little bit of time here in between innings as some of that quick dry stuff comes out of the maintenance and onto the field of play so that the Rafters can get rolling along as Alejandro Morales is trying to continue his strong relief appearance. He was able to go 2 innings so far. He's gone 6 up, 6 down here in the rain and still coming down as the quick dry comes onto the field, but Rafters are feeling good. They've come back into the game after trailing 9-1 entering the seventh. They put up 6 runs in the bottom of the frame, and, well, it's now a 9-7 game. Morales hoping to get things rolling along as the Rafters pit crew runs back out onto the field, still trying to clear up some of the wet spots out there and really out in the left side of the middle infield is what you're looking at as the biggest wet areas, especially right where the shortstop normally stands. Mason Onati kind of standing up right there. The pit crew for the Rafters. Let's see. I think I see John Naylor, Aiden Loretti, and James Odell out there. And I really hope I didn't mess up their names because I know their first names and I call them by their first names all the time. And now I feel like I've got to double check myself. I don't think I've ever said their last name out loud. But, oh, look at me going 3-for-3 out there. I just double checked myself. Anyways, that's the crew out there for the Rafters as they're making sure to get things finished up here in the top of the 8th inning as the rain is still pressed through, but it hasn't made it unplayable conditions, which has been great so far. And we're happy about this as the Rafters have been able to mount a somewhat comeback here. Is still some more of the crew back behind home plate as well. I believe that's our assistant GM, Jake Adams, and Gwen Filippi down there as well. Jack Ryan Flesh. Patrick Doherty out there as well. You know what? I feel like because I'm on the air, I got to give them all a little bit of a shout-out when they're helping keep this field playable. And we are taking a quick break for this. But when we come back, you know, it's Alejandro Morales, and he's trying to get locked back into what he was. And he was good. He was good those first six batters, hoping to keep that rolling along. He's still only at 25 pitches in the game. And, well, the Rafters ended up trailing 9-1, as I mentioned, and then those six runs came across in the seventh inning. It started off with an error where Chris Diaz reached, then a single for Spencer Davis to put runners on the corners. Royce Clayton Jr. picked up an RBI single, then a fly out from pinch hitter Luke Skinner before back-to-back walks, including an RBI from Cameron Douglas with the bases loaded. Then an RBI fielder's choice from Ashton Zacher, an RBI fielder's choice from Jack Guerrero, and a two RBI single from Pat Costin for another single from Chris Diaz, and then the strikeout from Spencer Davis. That ended the inning. And so now we sit at 9-7 in the top of the eighth, and the Rafters are ready to go. The quick dry and the pick crew are off the field, and seems like we are getting set to go. Colin Senkpiel stepping into the batter's box. He's a pinch hitter for Jalen Jellings, and the first pitch is taken for ball number one. And that's a little bit of an interesting one to me because Jalen Jellings, he's reached base all three times. He scored two runs for the Dock Spiders as that one misses for ball number two, a 2-0 count here. And Jellings also had a single, so he's 1-for-1 with two walks and two runs scored. A stolen base, a passed ball that he advanced on. And been good as Senkpiel skies this one high in the air towards the right field line, and making the adjustment is the first baseman, Guerrero, who makes the catch right over there in front of the fence for out number one. Brings up Tommy Guggins. And Guggins, a multi-hit game already. He's 2-for-3 on the night with a pair of singles. He also has a walk on his line. Guggins, the guy from Princeton University. His last time up, he picked up a single and then stole a base, taking off for second. Morales looking home, ready to go. He brings up the leg, sends it, and a bunt attempt, but it goes straight backwards, so an 0-1 count. Guggins in the fourth inning, he drew a walk and came around to score on it. Second, he flew out to right field, and in the first inning, it was a single. As the home plate umpire, seems like he got something in his eye, and that's Daniel Roberts behind the plate, so hoping that he's all good to go. He's kind of wiping off his face a couple times as he'll get a nice rag to wipe it off. And it seems like so did Ashton Zacher behind the plate as that pitch knocked a little bit back into the masts. And seems like we're almost ready to get back to play. A couple of delays here in the eighth inning, but not quite as bad as to start the game. The game was delayed 48 minutes. The game first pitch was at 7:23 after being timed for 6:35, and now we're here. Guggins at the plate. First pitch here, it's a check swing. The appeal down, they're going to say, no, he didn't go, so brings it to a 1-1 count. Guggins, the second baseman, he's a right-handed batter going up against the lefty pitcher Morales. 1-1 count is a little high for ball number two. Morales has retired seven straight batters, and this is a much better performance from the ones that we saw his first two times out. And that one on the outside edge called strike number two, and Guggins didn't like it, but he'll step into the batter's box with the 2-2 count, and Morales really struggled with the walks both of his first two appearances, and Allowed a lot of runs. The 1-2 count, a breaking ball that just misses low. Not by much, not by much. It's a 3-2 count to Googans. And here comes Morales trying to finish off Googans with the full count. One away, and it's a fastball that misses low and not the right release point from Morales. That's his first base runner allowed of the game, and after seven batters faced, it's the eighth batter that reaches, and it's the first walk that he's issued tonight as well. So with one out, a runner reaches first base for the Dock Spiders as Patrick Graham steps into the batter's box. Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield coming up over the PA, and the vibe curator on point right now with the rain coming down. This one popped straight foul back out of play to bring it to an 0-1 count. Vibe curator, a self-proclaimed term. Ryan Williams on the PA today. I feel like I've called him out way too many times on the broadcast. He doesn't get more. 0-1 count here is outside for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. And, well, the rain's certainly coming down, and it hasn't affected Morales. It's really, maybe that's been the difference in the game right now so far. 1-1 count is a foul back to make it 1-2. This game was pretty dry up.